Fashion Consort News Bites is a unique, short-form podcast that features insights and perspectives on breaking news and current issues, all focused on the multifaceted business that is fashion. News Bites is produced by Fashion Consort and distributed in partnership with Fashion United, your trusted global network for fashion news, business intelligence, and jobs. Visit fashionunited.com for more information. And now, your host, Joshua Williams.
In this episode, Face Masks Are the New It Bag, we explore how COVID-19 has affected fashion trends, turning something required into something desired.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Understanding larger social and economic trends is an important part of the design process in fashion. These larger trends have a downstream effect on color, silhouette, and texture from season to season. And so, fashion designers and merchandisers work with their teams and with external agencies, often a full year out, to determine how these trends might integrate best with their brand vision. Because these teams are working so far in advance, planning for trends is an inexact science at best, albeit easier today with the help of algorithmic data. However, even this data couldn't have predicted COVID-19 and its immediate effect on fashion trends, leaving brands to rethink their plans midstream for fall 2020 and spring 2021. In many cases, companies had to stop their processes altogether as studios and offices closed. And those that could pivoted to making personal protective equipment such as masks and shields, to take advantage of government contracts, thus keeping their employees at work and supporting the needs of their communities. As the pandemic wore on and masks were required in many places, demand rose for more PPE, no longer as simple protective gear, but as a fashion statement. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House in the United States Congress, became an overnight sensation with her coordinated suits and masks. Masks also made their way to the runway in the spring 2021 shows, and are predicted to make an appearance in future collections, according to Keenan Dufty, fashion designer and director of the Fashion Management Graduate Program at Parsons School of Design.
During flu season, face masks were the polite society norm in Asia. Now, most of the rest of the world have accepted face masks, and therefore, they'll become a seasonal fashion trend in order to combat flu and seasonal allergies.
As with many fashion trends, what once served a utility, such as a jacket lapel, a riveted pocket, or an upturned shirt collar, is now simply a preferred style without connection to function. And customers certainly don't require brands to educate them on these histories. However, it's an altogether different thing when PPE is serving a real health service in addition to being stylish, which becomes a unique balancing act for a brand. Here's Keenan again.
Subjectively, brands look like they're cashing in. For example, Spandau Ballet's True Face Mask. Perhaps face masks are becoming the new slogan t-shirt.
A t-shirt with a real purpose beyond the logo or slogan itself, at least for now. And so the question then becomes whether or not there's a place for luxury brands to provide customers with pandemic-related accessories, such as Louis Vuitton's almost $1,000 face shield and Burberry's $100-plus face masks.
The luxury sector has begun to appropriate streetwear ideas, including sneakers and tracksuits. So the luxury version of pandemic-related accessories were the obvious next step. They provide status-based protection for the luxury consumer, and they're the new it bag.
After all, it wasn't more than 25 years ago that fashion apparel companies began including handbags as part of their collections, and leather goods companies became purveyors of ready-to-wear. Perhaps in 25 years' time, when the pandemic is a historical footnote, customers will still be wearing masks and shields without any real connection to how they save lives in 2020, and brands will consider PPE accessories as an essential part of their offering.
Thank you for listening to this episode of News Bites in partnership with Fashion United, produced by Fashion Consort and hosted by Joshua Williams. Visit fcnewsbites.com for more information. And if you'd like to share a story or participate in News Bites, please use the contact link provided or reach out on Instagram at Fashion Consort Agency. Thank you to our guests, to Phil, aka Corinne, for their voiceover work, and Spencer Powell for our theme music.